is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The bodies of 41 of the 67 victims of this week's collision above the Potomac have been recovered from the river. CBS's Erica Brown has more on the investigation.
Preliminary flight data indicates at the time of the crash, both aircraft appear to have been flying at about 400 feet. Military helicopters are supposed to stay below 200 feet.
CBS News has learned two air traffic controllers were each doing multiple jobs at the time. Former acting FAA Administrator Billy Nolan.
They are well qualified and they are able to multitask.
CBS's Tom Hansen is in Virginia, where several figure skaters killed in the crash had connections.
The community here just in grief and shock, disbelief. A lot of people have not even found the words to articulate just how they feel, but the looks on their faces tell the whole story. They are devastated as a skating community.
The FAA has restricted helicopter traffic around Reagan National. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports President Trump is cleaning house at the FBI.
CBS News has learned that senior FBI officials nationwide have been told to retire or resign by Monday, or they'll be fired. Among the officials affected are those at the executive assistant director level at FBI headquarters in Washington. They manage the Bureau's criminal, national security, and cyber investigations. Numerous heads of FBI field offices across the country have also been given notice.
At this hour, Trump officials are putting a pause on most federal government websites. Trump said if they want to scrub the websites, that's okay with him. Trump's tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China will kick in tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt insists the tariffs will not boost inflation.
I think Americans who are concerned about increased prices should look at what President Trump did in his first term. He effectively implemented tariffs, and the average inflation rate during the first Trump administration was 1.9%.
A grand jury in Louisiana, a state with a near-total abortion ban, has indicted a New York doctor for prescribing an abortion pill online to a Louisiana woman. The woman's daughter, a minor, took the pill. Here's Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Louisiana intends to go after that doctor to challenge the current laws that might allow mifepristone to be sent across state lines.
The flu season is picking up. CBS's Alexander Tin has the latest.
This season's second wave of influenza infections is accelerating for another week, with new CDC data showing rates of emergency room visits with the flu now higher than even last season's peak. Nationwide, the CDC says that around 7% of emergency room visits are sick with the flu. Rates are worst in the Southeast, although flu trends are picking up in all regions of the country.
31 children have died of the flu this season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The body of the man who fell through the ice has been found. The recovery operation on Lake Elizabeth in Kenosha County has successfully located the body of the 70-year-old man who went missing after a UTV broke through the ice yesterday. Two other people on the vehicle were able to escape but did not require further treatment. Our Racine program to help with mental illness starts soon. NAMI Racine County is offering a free 8-week course called Family to Family. It's designed to support family members and caregivers of people with mental illness. A viral claim circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart remains unverified. We've not been able to find anything to support that social media claim. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez has taken to social media to say he's not been able to find evidence to support the claim. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Currently it's 37.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Are you and your spouse saying to each other, what do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. What do you want to do? You're going to go see a movie, perhaps? Stick around. In a few minutes, we'll chat with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He'll tell us what's new at the box office this weekend.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious eyes, and we can build our dreams on suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Just don't let a good thing die.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
He's fine. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He's going to tell us about the new movies coming out this weekend. Brett?
Well, the first one is a very anticipated movie. It is Dog Man. It's a PG family animated movie based on a very popular graphic novel book series. Dog Man is half dog, half man, and he's sworn to protect and serve as he pursues his feline supervillain adversary, Petey the Cat. Look for this one to be number one at the box office this weekend. And the next one is from Warner Brothers. It's the horror thriller Companion. It stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid, and it follows a weekend getaway among friends in a remote cabin, which unravels into chaos after the revelation that one of the guests is actually a companion robot. There is so much at the box office and so much to see at the big screen. Go check out a movie this weekend.
Hi, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Tonight we're looking for a mostly cloudy sky, a low of 27. Tomorrow up to 34. Sunday up to 46. This next song takes me back to my childhood. I grew up outside Chicago, and I remember going to Comiskey Park to see the White Sox with a friend of mine who was a White Sox fan, and they always played this song with a pitching change.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Emergency responders have recovered the body of a 70-year-old man who fell through the ice on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. The Kenosha County death came after a UTV incident yesterday. Two others on the vehicle were rescued but declined medical attention. Local law enforcement has been warning people about ice dangers since temperatures rose earlier in the week. Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. Official union support was declared today in the court race. Judge Susan Crawford's campaign for the state Supreme Court picked up the endorsement of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO. Brad Schimmel, the Republican candidate, has been endorsed by more than 50 sheriffs across the state and the Milwaukee Police Association. The election April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court or if...
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thickening for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Currently 35 degrees.
We'll be right back.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm not sure if this number sounds right to me, but it says the average parent clocks almost 750 stroller miles a year. A poll of moms and dads finds the typical tot will be strapped into their stroller seat 8 times a week for about 62 miles a month. Moms tend to take their children on more walks, while dads will go on longer strolls.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Oh,
desires. Remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free. No mountain high, no valley low, no river wide. No mountain high, no valley low, no river wide.
Diana Ross with Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. How do you like all those extra fees when you fly? Airlines experienced a record-breaking year in 2024, generating $148.4 billion globally from those extra revenue streams like baggage fees and seat selection and in-flight services. This represents a 26.5% increase from 2023. Baggage fees alone contributed to $33 billion in total.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Old Spice Swagger Body Wash will make you the MVP of freshness and confidence. With its irresistible scent, it will transform your shower experience, leaving you feeling fresh on and off the field. Pair it with Old Spice Swagger Deodorant, the number one aluminum-free brand that keeps you feeling like a Super Bowl champion 24/7 when used daily. But don't wait. This dynamic duo is available at Costco for a limited time only. Old Spice, official deodorant partner of the NFL and Super Bowl 59, where freshness meets football greatness.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more timeless hits on the way as well. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB just held another briefing on this week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. The board's J. Todd Inman says barges are coming.